It's so bad. Idiot here tries to do a leap in the living room at the chateau, and I fell. Embarrassed myself.
Welcome to Gen X TV. We have some breaking news about Britney Spears. She is losing it again, guys. But this time she's blaming her mom, even though they said they were repairing their relationship. Let's get into it.
And that's it. Paramedics came to my door illegally. Of course, caused this huge scene, which was so unnecessary, and all I needed was ice.
As paramedics escorted Britney Spears out of the Chateau Marmont early Thursday morning, concerns were sparked that the singer is suffering a mental health crisis. Britney claims that she was set up by her mother, Lynn Spears. As she continued to share her truth about what went down as those paramedics were escorting her out, she sounded tearful as she narrated two Instagram videos showing off her twisted ankle that looked painful and swollen. It was originally claimed that Britney had suffered the injury after an alleged altercation with her felon ex, Paul Richard Solis, at the famed hotel in Los Angeles. But Britney insists that she fell while trying to do a leap in her room. She also claimed that paramedics came to her hotel room illegally and caused a huge scene, which was so unnecessary, and she said all she needed was ice for her ankle.
Okay, guys, so you know, I really twisted my ankle last night like an idiot. This is to show proof. Don't look at my feet. I need a mannequin. It's so bad. Idiot here tries to do a leap in the living room at the chateau, and I fell. Embarrassed myself. And that's it. Paramedics came to my door illegally, of course, caused this huge scene, which was so unnecessary, and all I needed was ice. But yeah, it is actually pretty bad, but happens. My little foot, you know, and then...
In the caption of her video, Britney shifted the blame to her mom, Lynn, as she accused 68-year-old Lynn Spears of somehow being involved in the ordeal. She said, "I know my mom was involved. I haven't talked to her in 6 months, and she called right after it happened, before the news being out." Late last year, it was reported that Lynn and Britney were working to repair their relationship as they reunited in December when Britney turned 42. Britney continued, "I was set up just like she did way back when. I wish I had grandparents. I can't stand her. I honestly don't care. I will say it." Britney closed out her post by gushing over her longtime attorney, Matthew Rosengart, who she said is like a father to her. She also included a photo of him. And she put, "Psst, this man is wonderful. He's like a father to me, and he got me through the last night. I adore you and admire you, Mr. Matthew." Referring to herself as a fucking idiot, she explained that she tried to do a leap in the living room at the chateau and fell. She said she embarrassed herself and that was it. She continued on saying paramedics came to her door illegally and of course caused a huge scene, which was unnecessary. "But yeah," she said, "I twisted my ankle. It's pretty bad, but shit happens." Shortly after that, Britney shared a shocking video of herself dancing in a sparkly costume and heeled boots at her home in Thousand Oaks. It's unclear if the video was new or if it was from her archives. She said, "Okay, I've been messing around and I thought this costume was beautiful. I used to do shows in Vegas with two layers of tights on my legs." She continued to say, "They never let me show my real legs. It felt kind of weird and idiotic with a costume on in my living room." Britney then made reference to Prince, who famously wore flamboyant outfits on and off the stage. She said, "Well, Prince used to dress up in costumes every day of his life in his house. He used to pick specific dancers to entertain him when he was bored." Useless information. Britney also took to Instagram to share a statement with some explosive claims, including that the paramedics arrived at the legendary Sunset Boulevard Hotel illegally. She wrote, "Just to let people know, the news is fake. I would like respect at this time for people to understand I'm getting stronger every day. Truth sucks, So can someone teach me how to lie? With the laughing while crying emoji. Goddesses out there, I'm reaching my higher power. And furthermore, I hope you guys are too. I need a toothbrush right now. Two rolling eyes, two laughing while crying, one monkey covering eyes, and one champagne bottle emoji. P.S. I need an espresso. Six pink rose emojis. P.S.S. Not sure why I feel the need to share this. Brittany concluded her statement by trying to explain why she felt compelled to explain herself while declaring the new major U.S. city she will be moving to. She continued on to say, I guess I'm just a girl and I'm on my period, so I'm bitchy. Shit. I also twisted my ankle last night and paramedics showed up at my door illegally. They never came in my room, but I felt completely harassed. I'm moving to Boston. Peace. Peace hand sign emoji. According to the Daily Mail, a source close to Britney says she was out in Hollywood celebrating the finalization of her divorce and that she did twist her ankle at the hotel, and someone from the hotel called the ambulance to ensure that they would not be found liable to any injury that she sustained. The source also continued to say she was resting when they arrived, hence the blanket and pillow. They examined her and left after determining that it was not serious. Of course, she was thrown off by this, and no, she's not moving to Boston. Now, the media is comparing this to Britney's 2008 meltdown because she was seen in her underwear clutching a pillow and appearing distressed as she left the hotel. She had abrasions on her knees, appeared to be topless and disheveled as she held the pillow to her chest. With her security surrounding her and felon ex Paul Richard Solis, it has been claimed that the pair got into a huge fight and that a woman matching Britney's description was harassing and threatening hotel employees and guests. A man was seen wheeling in a stretcher, and a fire truck was also seen at the Hollywood Hotel. Spears also posted a concerning Instagram message, which claimed the photos were of body doubles and said she was getting stronger every day. She wrote, "Most of the pics are body doubles, and I think most would know that." LA Fire Department spokesman Brian Humphrey told the Daily Mail that emergency services received a call at 12:42 a.m. with reports of an adult female injured. At 1 p.m., an ambulance arrived on the premises and they could confirm that no one was transported. They left the scene at 1:17 and the police department was not called. Now, Paul notably has multiple felonies, according to court documents, such as possession of a firearm in 2022, when he was employed by Britney. Also in September of 2023, he was seen at the San Fernando Superior Court after violating his probation, allegedly. So Britney's marriage to Sam after a 9-month legal separation and only 14 months of marriage was settled, and she was probably celebrating that.